Tornado Watch Number 511, effective until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This watch includes the following counties in Ohio: Cuyahoga, Erie, Huron, Lorain, and Medina, and Avon Point to Willowick. Remember, a tornado watch means the conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including tornadoes, large hail, and damaging winds in and close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent, persons should remain alert for rapidly changing weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, commercial radio and television outlets, or internet sources for the latest severe weather information. Repeating, Tornado Watch Number 511 has been issued from 12:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the following counties in Ohio: Cuyahoga, Erie, Huron, Lorain and Medina, and Avon Point to Willowick.
Heavy enough. So, all right, I'll call that in. all clouds, winds in excess of 50 miles per hour, hail, flooding in progress, or reports of storm damage, please call now.
Skywarn, net. In northeastern Ohio until 6:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. At 5:51 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over near Cleveland, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Hazard, tornado. Source, radar indicated rotation. Impact, flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. This dangerous storm will be near Cleveland Heights, Warrensville Heights, and Highland Hills around 6:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Euclid around 6:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Other locations impacted by this tornadic thunderstorm include Bracknell, Lyndhurst, South Euclid, Richmond Heights, East Cleveland, Beechwood, University Heights, Shaker Heights, and North Randall.
Swing set, WBA UPA.
Very good, and I'll list that at 6 p.m. since you said it just occurred. I'll call that in. WX8CUY.
Cleveland Heights, North Royalton, Solon,
Deerfield Heights, Shaker Heights, Maple Heights, South Euclid, Broadview Heights, Mayfield Heights, Lyndhurst, Brecksville, University Heights, Bedford, Beechwood, and Seven Hills. A tornado watch remains in effect until 7 p.m. for northeastern Ohio. Any stations with severe weather reports, please call WX8CUY.
About maybe 8 feet. diameter probably 8 to 10 inches. One tree probably 15 inches in diameter, split in the backyard. House damage also, a lot of some of the metal siding pulled off near the top of the roof.
Hey, can you give me the diameter of the trees again? And you said siding pulled off the house near the roof, okay?
Tree looks to be, say, 18 inches. It's split in half. One half's still up, one half's down. A couple trees, pine tree, broke off about 8 feet off the ground. It looks like about 8 to 10 inches in diameter. And several large branches, about 6 inches in diameter, broken off the tree.
Okay, I have an 18-inch tree split, and trees that are 8 to 10 inches in diameter are broken about 8 feet up. Sorry, just jotting that down. Okay, anything else there, Joe?
Nothing else. This is just around the corner from the first damage I've reported, so I'm going to go around the neighborhood in this area and see if there's anything else. NAQXE, this is Alan Strong, so.
Before you leave, that was 18293 Fox Hollow.
Do that.
Very good. I will call that in, and we'll be standing down the net here shortly since the weather that prompted the net has moved out of the area, but I'll still listen for damage reports. WX8CUY.
Control NAQXC.
Go ahead, Joe. WX8CUY.
The intersection of Partridge, like the bird at Fox Hollow, we have a stop sign broke over onto the ground, and across the way we have one of those small light poles. It's probably about 15 feet high, aesthetically pleasing light, broke right over and spawned on the ground, right at the base.
Okay, Partridge and Fox Hollow, a stop sign broken off and a light pole broken at the base. Is that correct?
So there's a fiberglass light pole. It's probably about 12 to 15 feet high. It's laying flat on the ground.
Okay, we got that report. I will call that one in. Thank you. WX8CUY. Any other reports of storm damage, let me call now. If not, we're going to go ahead and stand down the net. The report, severe weather that prompted the net has moved out of the area. Any other reports of storm damage, please call WX8CUY. Okay, at this point, we'll be standing down the net. Thank you, everyone, for your participation. And at that, we'll say stay safe. This is WX8CUY.
No, tone.
W8IE.
W8IE, WBAUPA.
Ed,
good job on the net. I'm just letting you know this. I mean, there's no calls to be made or anything. I got this off public service, but in front of St. Ambrose, which is on Pearl Road, there's a pole leaning down with a trans. transformer on it, and it's on fire. I mean, it ain't funny, but West 130th, there's live wires across West 130th, and traffic's driving over them. They got a, Higley's got a unit heading over there now, and I don't know, there was trees down on Marks Road, and what was the other, a pull down with a transformer in the middle of the road on, I think it was 205 Marks Road, but anyhow, they're overwhelmed out here with the, you know, problems. My daughter ended up having 8 sections of that fence down, and I called back there, she don't know how thick or heavy that wood was, but on a swing set, but anyway, it's, that's just kind of what's going on out here. They're, the fire and police, they're overwhelmed, so anyway, I won't keep you. 73, figured I'd just give you a quick update. 73, WBA-UPA.
Wow, you said it sounds like quite a bit of activity, so hopefully they'll have it all under control and power back up and so forth. Where did you get those reports, off of the scanner or something?
The fire frequency, I listen to them on my one of the handhelds, and same with the police, so I listen to the fire out here quite a bit.
Okay, very good. Alrighty, well, I won't keep you. I've got to get my net report in and type it all up nice and pretty. So. But stay safe out there, and we'll catch up to you later on. 73 W8IE.
I don't, when you called for check-ins, I think it was about 6 o'clock, one fella checked in. I was listening on the handheld, but I was on the other side of the house. By the time I got over here, by the radios, the real radios, you were, you know, looking for reports again. But I, you know, I checked in later on here, so just to let you know. 73 again, good job, WBA-UPA.
It sounds good. 73, catch you later. W8IE.
W8IE, K8MD. Do you want to pass another storm damage report up?
Sure, I can. Give me one second here. W8IE.
Strongsville, at the corner of Royalton Road and Howe Road, there was an 8-inch diameter steel light pole that got blown over. It's laying in the roadway.
Okay, we have Royalton and Howe Road, 8-inch steel diameter light pole blown over. Is that correct?
Affirmative.
Very good. I'll call that one in and let Dave know. W8IE.
You can also let him know the power is out at the Brunswick input. I was trying to call him direct, but I'm not able to make the repeater from my location. I don't know if he wants to know that or not.
The power is out there, or you're just for some reason not able to get in?
No, I am really sure the power is out there because there's a couple other machines at that site and I can't bring any of them up. So power's out to this entire section of town. It's very probable the power's out at the site too.
I just wanted to make sure. I figured you had more knowledge of the site there, but all right, I will let him know. W8IE.
K8MD.
K8FUV, Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot, Uniform, Victor, Lakewood, Ohio. Never really done the Skynet thing before, I watched things before, but we're all in the clear over here. Looks like the weather's passed. I still have power. Looks like the rest of the neighborhood has power. Kind of around Madison Avenue and 140th Street. Don't know if I'm doing this right, but hopefully I can lend a hand here. KEWB out.
Okay, very good. KE8SUV, I believe it was. Very good. We're also in Lakewood. And we have closed the net already, but we typically look for reports of severe weather. And then we, if they meet the criteria, we pass them to the National Weather Service. But thanks for your input, and I've got you noted here. 7-3, this is W8IE.
W8IE, KE8FUV. Yeah, you got the call sign, right? How would I find out more about this if I wanted to get involved more often?
EMV with traffic.
Okay, I'll give you our website in a second. Go ahead, Bob, in case you have something.
Yeah, I've got another damage report at 19609 Misty Lake Drive in Strongsville. Multiple branches down, 4-inch to 5-inch diameter.
Those are just 4 to 5-inch branches, correct?
Roger that, 4-inch to 5-inch branches.
And that was 19609 Misty Lake, correct?
Affirmative. KMD.
I'll call that one to Dave here in a second. And the other station, if you're ready to copy, I'll go ahead and give you our website. We're always looking for additional help and to get other people involved in Skywarn. The website is charlieskywarn.org. That's ccskywarn.org. Go ahead.
Alrighty, copy. CC Skywarn, Charlie Skywarn.org. I'll definitely check it out. And I know you guys offer some training and whatever to get involved, to learn some more about it. I'll definitely explore that. Hopefully, meet you guys some here in the future. KE8FUV will be 7-3. Thank you for the info, and everybody have a great evening and be safe out there.
Okay, very good. Yeah, there's the annual Skywarn training, which teaches spotters how to be spotters. It's pretty interesting. We get to learn a lot about weather. And then there's also other meetings for learning to do net control and so forth like that. The Skywarn operates a weekly practice net on Wednesdays, March through October. Obviously, we're out of that right now, but we do activate if the need occurs. So with that, we'll say good to meet you here on the air. And 7-3, this is W8IE.
Great, W8IE, KE8FUV. Thank you for the kind words and the info. We'll be in touch in the future. KE8FUV out.
W8IE, KNFD, I got more reports for you.
I was just about to save my log, too. give me 1 second and I'll be right back with you. Good, Bob.
Okay, in Brunswick, Medina County. Oh, this is a Medina County report, but yeah, but they'll be okay if you take it in. At the corner of North Carpenter and Lexington, there's a telephone pole that is cracked, and wires are hanging in the street.
Okay, I have North Carpenter and Lexington, phone pole cracked, and wires hanging in the street, correct?
It's broken, and the wires are hanging in the street. K8MD.
Okay, very good. I'll let Dave know in a few moments. He's busy at the moment, but we'll get that called in. W8IE. K8MD from W8IE. Just wanted to let you know that one was relayed in also, and Dave said thanks. Back to you. W8IE.
Okay, roger that. If you want to stand by here, I may have another one here. Let me see. Okay, then.
Okay, yeah, I'll be listening. W8IE. Matt.
W8IE, this is K8MD. I got another one for you.
Go ahead, W8IE.
Okay, this part of it you don't need to pass up, but Medina is no longer taking reports tonight. That's why I'm giving you a Medina report. You don't need to pass it up to Dave. I'm just telling you that. There's approximately a 13-inch tree road at the intersection of Pearl and Homestead. What's going on? All right, just hanging on the line.
Okay, need a little bit more information there. Is that Brunswick also? And Pearl and Homestead, and what was the traffic?
I apologize. You are asking excellent questions. Yes, that is Medina County. That is Brunswick. And it is, like I said, Pearl and Homestead. And it was approximately a 13-inch, maybe 14-inch tree that was blown over, cracked, and was hanging on the power line.
Okay, very good. I have Pearl and Homestead, 13 to 14-inch tree. Cracked and hanging on the power line, correct?
Affirmative, K8MD.
Very good, thanks, Bob. We'll relay that in. W8IE.